Life is made up of experiences. Experiences shape our perspectives and allow us to pass along knowledge. In this podcast, I sit down with listeners like you and find out that no matter who you are, everyone has a story to tell. I'm Ethan Smith, and this is Life Experienced.
I can say when I was a kid, I really had a dream to go out, like, for example, see other countries. For example, I always thinking that I'm gonna, for example, go see jungles, beautiful places, things like that. To me, going abroad was something mostly related to, you know, having fun rather than really going to graduate school. Or I had a dream to become a pilot. But it was not really something that I go there for a study or become a scientist or, you know, things like that. But mostly for me, it was lying down in front of maybe a river, great places. So I always thinking that going abroad is mostly about fun or really beautiful things. That is something that maybe we don't have in our own country.
That was Saeed Mozafari. Saeed left his home country of Iran about 6 years ago to pursue a graduate degree in North America. After receiving his master's degree in Canada, he moved to the United States, where he's been living for the past 4 years. I met Saeed when I began my graduate studies. We had a few classes together, and I recall how friendly he was to everyone and how motivated he was to learn. When I sat down to talk to Saeed, I was mostly interested in what life was like for him in Iran and what made him decide to pursue higher education in the United States. Here's how our conversation began. Again, you're from Iran. Mm-hmm. You were born there. So what was the area like that you grew up in? Mm-hmm. Was it more of an urban area or a rural area? How would you describe it?
I see. So I was born in south part of Iran, the city called Lar. And it's a city, it's not that big or something, but it's not that small that you call it, you know, rural area. It was very hot climate, basically. It was not humid like here. It was dry and hot, I can say. And even like in summer, the temperature could go up to maybe 45 C, even higher. I experienced even 49 or 50 C at certain times in the summer. I grew up in a very, you know, great culture when people were very close to each other, you know, had each other back. It was a very different feeling that I could have when I went to another city for my undergraduate study, for example. You couldn't see that community because I went to a very bigger city, basically. I went to a bigger city and I didn't see that, you know, unity between people anymore. One of the kind of great memories that I had from my childhood there, I can say, for example, we would play soccer in the street. Where, you know, there is something very, you know, many young people or younger generation would love to go out for no reason, even in very hot area, to go out and just play, regardless of, you know, the temperature or... They were very excited to play soccer. That's all I can say, especially in Iran. It was one of the favorite, I can say, sport people would do there. And like we have something called Gol Kuchik. It is something smaller scale than soccer, where you could see the goal. It's in much smaller scale. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, in a sense that, for example, you had the goal, you know, it's big.
Right.
But then if you scale it down, you could see, you know, it's very small. So people would really have that in just the streets and play that. They call it Gol Kuchik.
Okay.
It was a great thing. Soccer at a much smaller scale.
Saeed's parents are both educators. His father a high school teacher and later a college physics professor, and his mother a middle school teacher. So he grew up in a home where education was valued. Saeed described his primary education experience as competitive, perhaps more so than the education system in the United States, and here's what he had to say about his own motivations to pursue an education. What do you think motivated you to, because obviously you went to university there.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think was your biggest motivating factor to compete and make it to undergraduate or college.
Mm-hmm. I see. So basically, I mean, if you're really thinking of, you know, if you want to be known or people kind of notice you, at least professors. So you needed to kind of try hard and, you know, at least become top 20%, top 10%, something like that, that really is going to, it's like, you know, you're going to blow there, like blown. People are going to see you. It's like glowing. And also it is important because if you want to study for graduate study there, if you are among 10 or 20% of the top in a top 20% in the class, you can basically enter the graduate study without taking any exam. Because for us, in order to enter undergraduate study, we need to take an exam. And it is a very hard one. And you can prevent that by becoming, you know, top 10% in your class or top 20% in your class. Another thing is if you want to apply to graduate school somewhere else, if you want to really do great science, you need to be, again, top. Otherwise, you apply to certain countries. Why do they need to take you? This is a question first we need to answer. And they're going to look at your resume, what you have done, what is your GPA, do you have any journal articles, things like that. How is your recommendation letter you are getting? How strong it would be for you? So all these things going to play a role for you in order to get admitted, again, to graduate school in United States or Europe or Canada, for example. So I think this is the biggest motivation. And if you want to really try another country, you need to be good, especially, I know, if you want to try their graduate school, be integrated into their science society.
So what do you think was the main thing that motivated you to apply to schools in the United States and Canada?
Mm-hmm. I see. So definitely better ranking universities. You could see they're really top at certain areas, and you really gonna get, you know, certain exposure to great, you know, equipment, you know. And also, once you get a degree from there, even if you want to go back to your country, people going to see it a great achievement. So it's about the thing that is the most important thing for me was that I can get a great experience in somewhere that the degree is very valuable. For example, once you get a PhD degree from United States, somewhere quite good school, you know, it's a great achievement and people can recognize that. Even if I want to work sometime or in a few years, I want to go back to my country or go to another country, they see you can have PhD from US or Canada. They see it as a great thing. So I have more opportunities at the same time.
Saeed, like many others, views his education in the United States as a pathway to improving his chances of success. Given the tumultuous relationship between the governments of the United States and Iran during the past few decades, I ask Saeed for his perspective on the relations between the two countries. So, I feel like a lot of people, when they hear about things from Iran, especially Americans,
mm-hmm.
all they think about immediately is something to do with nuclear weapons or mm-hmm. the government or the fact that our country's relations aren't that great. So growing up, do you have any thoughts on like what kind of role the government played in your life or what the feelings were towards the United States mm-hmm. at home?
I see. Basically, I can say something that maybe convince many people here. Really, once you're really growing up, the people are not into these things a lot. Because even country, like even location from distance, we're too far away. Even we may not see any American often. So then really, I can say nobody really is going to think about, okay, if we are good with them or bad with them. People want to live a good life regardless of where they are. It really, I don't think this is something mostly related to government. And of course, government try to influence people in a way that, you know, yeah, this country is like that or that country is like that. But overall, most of people there, I can say, they want to have a very good relationship with everywhere, regardless of it is United States, if it is Canada. We want to communicate with different culture, with different people. We want to go see different countries. And we actually welcome many people from, like, outside. Like, I remember there was a volleyball game, like, American team came to Iran, and most of the Iranian people there, they took photo, they were very happy, clapping for the United States team. I think this is something mostly related to government, all I can say. I can say majority in Iran, they like to have a good relationship with the United States. That is for sure. And that's why many people are coming to do graduate school. Am I right? Otherwise, if really they weren't fan of here, then why are they coming? So I can say it is clear that the majority of people would love to have a good relationship with everywhere. And they want to actually visit different places. By not liking a country or hating some places, they never have a chance. So I can say this is something I hope it can be fixed in the future. So maybe it's, and this is something I'm hoping for. Because I know our people are kind of welcoming, and they try to really be very nice. And they're nice people everywhere. And they, for example, maybe 50 years ago, we had a very good relationship with the United States. Did really people change? Did the culture change? I don't think so. I think the people are still the same. I mean, we have the same kind of attitude. It is just changing the government is influencing things in a much severe way. Overall, I think, for example, once we had a very good relationship, it shows that people loved it to have a relationship. And now I feel because of the government, things are not really going well in that sense.
Saeed's parents visited the United States for a few months in the fall of 2016, but it's uncertain when he'll get to see them again. In 2017, United States President Donald Trump issued a series of executive orders and proclamations which now severely limit travel of Iranian nationals to and from the United States. Saeed described how this has affected his family and his career prospects.
So, do you remember any particular back when they did like pass the travel ban? Mm-hmm. Like, what were your thoughts initially, and did you talk to anybody from your family? Do you remember anybody expressing any particular thoughts about that?
Yes, absolutely. There are many people who talk about that because many of the family members would be affected here. For example, I mean, of course, I remember my father got very sad. At the same time, he would just say, yeah, that's how it is. We cannot do anything about that. This is a law, and what can you do? Like, rather than we can express, you know, opposition to that, we cannot do anything else. But I can say, their issue would be that, you know, we cannot easily go back to our country, given the job opportunities I mentioned. And at the same time, they cannot come, we cannot go. So it's going to be, I don't want to call it a prison, but you will be just staying here, even if you could. I mean, if you're going to be always like that, you cannot easily see your parents, for example. That travel ban at least, you know, prevents many people from seeing each other. And people are going to talk about that. And they're having hope that this is going to be, again, this is going to be fixed in a short time scale. But if this is going to really stay for a very long time, I don't want to assure you, but I can tell you this. Many people would definitely thinking of at least other countries. I mean, if it stays for long time, if it is going to be a few years, 2 years, 3 years, they can tolerate that or, you know. But at certain points, again, you have family, some of them, they need help, for example. You need to go back. Or at least you need to another country that you don't have issue with traveling between these two countries. So I feel it depends how things gonna really change in a short time scale, basically.
Sure. And that would also prevent you from traveling home as well, right?
Exactly, because the type of visa I have is, again, single entry. It means if I want to go outside United States for any type of reason, I need to, my visa expired since it's single entry. Then I need to reapply for visa. And there are cases that they did not receive visa anymore. So basically, whether they had to, you know, defend their PhD from far distance. In particular, once they're close to end of their PhD, they can do that. But imagine if you're in first year and then you go and you don't get visa. You basically, your PhD is done. You cannot really get your PhD. That's all I mean.
So do you think that's going to affect what you decide to do when you're finished with your degree?
In terms of really, like, I go to another country, you mean, since I cannot see my parents? I mean, definitely I need to see how things gonna change after I finish my PhD. But if I feel it's gonna be really, it's gonna stay like this for a very long time, for example, 4 or 5 years, then I would think, yeah, I would really consider, at least consider going to another country if if things doesn't change dramatically.
But right now you're planning to look for jobs and positions here.
Yeah, at least get some
experience
and, you know, depends if we can really get green card or citizenship. It depends really. So, and I heard that and I see things are even getting more difficult to get, you know, permanent residency here. So really I need to look into all these things. And I feel if that door is also closed, then of course, I mean, then there is no way. I cannot even stay longer than that here. There is no point. So I need to try to find another position outside, whether in Canada or in Europe or somewhere close to Iran, basically. But for now, I need to finish my PhD because I have just about 1 year or so. Mm-hmm. So this is not gonna be reasonable for me to just do anything else. So I finish it and maybe get 1 year. If I could find a job and then 1 year or 2 year work experience, and then based on that, within like 2-3 years, I would definitely decide. I feel I will decide whether I will or I can stay in the United States within 2 years.
Do you think that you could get a job in your field back in Iran?
At this point, I think, imagine you have been far away for like 6-7 years and you basically lost most of your connections. Even if there are job opportunities, even if it is, basically you have much lower chance of somebody who has been already there. And basically you need to go there, you need to do everything from scratch, find connections, and maybe you find a job or not. That would be too risky. And I feel you also get used to certain thing here. And once you go back, you know, okay, you don't have those things. That is very difficult. So I can say finding a job in Iran at this point, I can say even if it is available, it's not easy for me to get it.
Saeed remains optimistic about his future in the United States, but he expressed that knowing about the travel restrictions in advance would have influenced his decision to pursue his education here. Nevertheless, he has taken every opportunity to enjoy his time here and get to know the people around him.
All right, well, I have one last question.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since I've known you, I think you've always come across to me as a very friendly person. And in all the things that I've observed you interacting with all the other students in our department, other people, you seem to always just be interested in getting to know people and friendly. And so in the midst of, you know, there's certainly a lot of things going on that you have to consider right now in your life, but you seem to maintain a good outlook on everything. So what do you think motivates that?
Mm-hmm. I see. I feel really the place you grew up matters a lot and how your personality developed by time. For example, if I talk with many people, because I was like that even when I was in Iran. So this is not something that really I gained somewhere. It's just because I was in Iran, I was this way, and I would love to communicate with people, know more people. It's really, regardless of how that person is. So I feel, you know, you still need to communicate with many people. If you came to new culture, you need to learn about that. You need to get to know how other people are. Or maybe sometimes you get wrong news, wrong information about certain people, for example. Say, okay, maybe an American can be, you know, may not be nice. But once you talk to them, you see, no, this is not true. So being outside the box would be very important. And at this point, I kind of try to be, you know, communicating with people and learn new things. And my parents influenced me a lot to, you know, be, you know, outgoing and, you know, try to get more information about different cultures. I think that's what motivates me the most.
Good. That's good.
Because it's good to know also there are certain people, like they are basically in the same position as you. They're studying PhD, they're doing PhD basically. And, you know, you see smart people are everywhere. It's not just because once you're, for example, in Iran, you think, okay, Iranians are the smartest people you could see. This is, I feel, maybe an American thing, maybe to some extent, similar way, or Chinese. But then you come across and other people and you see, wow. So you could see how even different cultures, you know, you can see very strong people, whether it is from personality-wise or from, you know, knowledge point of view. Great people are everywhere. That's the main message I want to give.
Saeed plans to complete his degree within the next year. He says he'll pursue a job here in the United States and remains hopeful that his parents will be able to visit again in the near future. It will certainly be interesting to see where life takes him, so I hope you'll reflect on Saeed's story and take encouragement from his attitudes and perspectives. Life Experienced is hosted and produced by Ethan D. Smith and is primarily distributed via DSound, a decentralized audio sharing platform built on the Steam blockchain. For more information, visit dsound.audio. The music in this podcast is composed by Lee Rosevere and used under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. For more information, visit freemusicarchive.org. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you like the podcast, be sure to share it with others. If you have an interesting experience that you want to share, please let me know by tweeting at Ethan D. Smith or visiting ethandsmith.com. And for those of you still listening, I asked Saeed for his thoughts on the food here in America. I hope you'll enjoy his response. What's your favorite thing to get?
I mean,
food-wise in America, like, have you discovered anything that you like a lot?
Mostly, I mean, if there was Persian restaurant, I would love to go there. But here in the Blacksburg, we don't have, unfortunately. But some like Qdoba, for example, I like that one.
So you like the Mexican style?
Yeah, Mexican style. Yeah.
Or Americanized Mexican. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're really fast.
Something that is at the same time quite similar to what we had in Iran. But at the same time, it's also delicious. So mm-hmm. Some of them are good. But overall, I feel it's better we cook.
Okay.
Because it's not healthy.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but this is the thing I like. For example, Mexican style to some extent.
Okay.
Or some Thai restaurant I also like.
Okay.
These are the things that I can remember in particular. Or if Ethan invite us in future, maybe
I was going to ask, have you ever had fried chicken?
Fried chicken? Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's great. I like that.
It's pretty American.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I mean, again, it may not be my very favorite thing,
sure.
but I like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just curious. I'm always interested to see if what kinds of things people have tried.
Yeah, so I tried that. Overall, I like certain food that are quite similar to what I had in
Sure.
Europe. It's because
I think
of
that's
the habit.
Natural. Sure, yeah. What do you think is the... Have you tried anything that you've just not liked at all?
That's a very good question. Sometimes I don't like certain sandwich here.
Okay.
Certain type sandwiches, like hot dog, for example.
Not hot dogs.
I didn't. It was okay, but some of them I really didn't like the way they were. I can say.
Yeah.
But there were type that I liked also, so I don't want to generalize it. But it depends on the quality of the hot dog,
right.
Or if it is, you know. If it is homemade, that's a different story. For me, I like the homemade one.
Okay.
But if it is not...
I don't know if anybody makes homemade hot dogs.
Really? I think they're...
I don't think so.
Really? Yeah, that's something maybe we need to look into.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And once again, I'm Ethan Smith, reminding you to get out there and experience life.